Revenue cycle is really the artery of what would be considered a quote to cash or even contract to cash process flow. We have touch points with our customer every step of the way. And what's really nice about having the initial contact and kind of that review of credit and initial customer setup is we have that opportunity to take a financial look at the customer, mitigate any risk that may impact us further down the line.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We are your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Erica Lannon, Director of Revenue Cycle Management at Jerns Healthcare. Erica brings over 17 years of healthcare industry experience, with 15 in leadership roles specializing in revenue cycle management and customer success. Starting as a customer service rep in 2007, she worked her way up through various roles to become Director of Revenue Cycle Management. Known for driving process improvements, reducing AR, and enhancing team performance, she combines hands-on experience expertise with a passion for light leadership and customer satisfaction. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today, Christina.
Of course. For today's topic, I wanted to touch on different strategies that you use throughout all of these various areas within the revenue cycle. But before we get into that, can you give me a little more background into how you got started in this industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I started in the industry as a financial assistant for a very large insurance, pension, and annuity company. In 2007, I transitioned into the healthcare industry. I started out as a customer service representative for a Louisville, Kentucky-based DME provider. I had the opportunity throughout my tenure as a customer service rep to transition to Charlotte, North Carolina to open up a brand new customer service center. So that's how I wound up here in Charlotte. The majority of my tenure in customer service was related to billing support. So when a billing manager position came open, that was a very natural segue in my career progression. From there, I continued to learn and support all facets of revenue cycle management, which led me to my current role as Director of Revenue Cycle Management here at Jerns today, where I oversee credit monitoring, credit review, customer setup, a billing process, AR collections, and cash application.
Yeah, and that is a perfect example of like how many different areas that kind of go into all of this. So I'm really looking forward to hearing you talk about the strategy. So just jumping right into it, you and your team touch nearly every piece of the revenue cycle. So how do these strategies differ or similar based on where the customer is in that cycle? You can take us through from beginning to end, or you could kind of just jump around if whatever you think is the most like unique about that piece of the strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it perfectly. Revenue cycle is really the artery of what would be considered a quote to cash or even contract to cash process flow. We have touch points with our customer every step of the way. And what's really nice about having the initial contact and kind of that review of credit and initial customer setup is we have that opportunity to take a financial look at the customer, mitigate any risk that may impact us further down the line. Partnering with our commercial support team is very important throughout this process because we want to make sure that we're vetting new customers appropriately, that it makes sense for us, not just from a financial perspective, but from a long-term perspective in working with a client, because we want, we're a B2B business, so we want these customers to stay with us. And a lot of what we do in working with customers throughout revenue cycle management, you know, when a lot of folks think about collections, for example, they see us as the bad guy, that we're after you to chase money. But in what we do with B2B especially, it's very important that we maintain those customer relationships. And it's very possible that, especially in the healthcare industry right now, that a customer may be dealing with a hardship. So we have to be, open to that and willing to work with them on potential solutions so they can continue to maintain a product and take care of the patient at the end of the day.
When it comes to, as this process is going on, how do you optimize your strategy? You know, where does the experience-led gut instinct kick in versus when you use data-driven decisioning?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So definitely, as far as the credit monitoring piece, we utilize a very reliable credit system. It's essentially a global data analytics site that really helps us to drive a lot of those decisions. And then again, partnering with our commercial team as well. They're there hands-on working with the customer and prospects directly. to see, is it a viable prospect for us? Does it make sense for us long term? Some additional strategies, system automation, that's a huge thing. As much technology as we can intervene in, into our process flow, the better. We've got a very consistent and reliable step-by-step collection process flow that ensures multiple contact points with our customers. So there, it should be no surprise after the point of invoice and them needing to pay us, and before we get to a point where we may have to stop processing orders, there should be multiple touch points at that time and, you know, attempting to work out some sort of solution with them. You know, as far as the data management piece of it, we utilize several different data tools and visual outputs to help us see, you know, very quickly at any given time by customer specific, market specific, what our AR looks like. So we can, you know, very quickly pivot and make, you know, any changing decisions that we might need to in order to keep supporting the customers, but also mitigate as much risk as possible for our business.
It sounds like everything is really well-rounded, but I'm sure just as you've grown in your role, the company has grown towards that, you know, omni-channel customer centricity point of view. What would you say is the biggest difference from, you know, maybe the beginning where, I don't know, maybe things were a bit more manual or a little more piecemeal to now where it seems like the revenue cycle is very much focused on all of this technology and automation and data-driven decisioning?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were a much smaller organization, there was definitely a lot of more manual process review. You could have the same individual handling the customer calls, processing the order entry piece, and then managing out all the way through to invoice processing, and not really even having as large of a collection focus as what we may have previously needed as we continued to get larger. And then at one point, we had a very siloed specific teams dedicated to, you know, credit review and reporting, billing, AR collections, where we have made some changes over the last couple of years with our organization to simplify our business and what makes sense for us in the industry. And that actually has helped break down those silos where we had got so big and we had, you know, so many hands in the pot, so to speak. It really broke down a lot of those to where we're now able to work even more closely with commercial team, customer success team, because they're much very part of the quote to cash process as well. So it helps us to all be aware of process flow, what's happening, have any feedback loops that we might need to ensure that at the end of the day, our customers are taken care of. The process is as easy as possible from, you know, setup all the way through to obtaining the cash and applying it in our system. And then at the end of the day, ensuring that the patient has what they need.
It's really interesting to hear you talk about because, of course, from a inside the business perspective, you know, you have your different departments and teams have different goals to meet. But from a customer perspective, whether you're B2B or B2C, they all just see you as, you know, the company and sure, their experience, no matter if they're beginning and they're onboarding and they're having that great happy experience or they've made it all the way to the end or maybe they're in collections and this time the experience can get a little rocky. They're still looking at you all as one company. So it's nice to hear that your company has evolved beyond those silos into kind of mimicking what the customer is experiencing anyway, where you want it to all connect. Because at the end of the day, the customer, no matter where they are in that revenue cycle, all of that is connecting to them and kind of makes up their view of your company.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic point. And as I said before, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make it as easy as possible to do business with us. The folks that we are working with, they are very busy. They are taking care of patients day in and day out. They do not have time to chase down specific information in order for us to get an invoice over to them. So sometimes it can be just as simple as having the wrong email address. So the invoice didn't get to them. Or it could be just a matter of, again, there may be a hardship or circumstance occurring that, you know, depending on the customer, size of the customer, we would want to work with them and offer some opportunity to, you know, work through whatever that particular hardship is with them.
And you touched a little bit broadly on the technology that you've implemented before, but is there anything specific that you use to enhance the customer experience? Have you started dabbling in AI at all? Anything that you want to expand upon?
Yeah, absolutely. So from a personal standpoint, I have absolutely started dabbling in AI. I utilize ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Claude almost on a daily basis. I have also started looking into like SOP writing, where we can screen record different actions that we're taking, because obviously in healthcare industry, as part of our compliance and regulation, that is a very important piece. We need to make sure that all of our processes are documented appropriately. As far as a lot of what we utilize today, invoice automation is a big piece of that. We also leverage our SAP system for collection standpoint, so it can help us essentially determine what our targets need to be on a daily basis. That way we know we're spending our time where it needs to be, you know, where any trouble areas are. Also utilizing various data analytics and reporting tools such as Power BI, that helps us with the visualization, as I shared previously, where we can see very quickly, pivot to a specific customer, specific market segment or area, even by a specific sales rep. So we can really dive down to those details to understand where we need to focus, where we might need some commercial support, where we might need some, executive leadership support, but ultimately be able to have that data at our fingertips and then also be able to share that with executive leadership and our board ultimately when the time comes for that.
Absolutely. The ultimate 1-2 punch, right? First, have the data, and then how do you share it in a way where everybody's going to understand what the data is saying?
Absolutely.
So you've touched a lot on, you know, going from silos to more of a holistic view. And obviously, you just talked about all the technology you're implementing. So what's next in this industry? Where can it evolve to next?
I definitely see the continued leverage of AI being a huge portion for our industry moving forward, not just in healthcare, but really in any industry that has some sort of need for a collection process, a billing process, anywhere where AI can help us optimize that collection workflow, the management of accounts and portfolios, essentially, using predictive analysis for cash flow forecasting. That could be another huge indicator for finance and accounting teams. I see a rise in SaaS or subscription models. That's one of the areas that we are starting to dabble in as well ourselves with the services that we offer. Utilizing AI to tailor communication strategies specific to your customer base, or you know, if you're a company that may cross over multiple sectors, tailoring specific to your customer base is very important. So I can see AI assisting with that. Chatbots. For whether it's, you know, on schedule or 24/7, having an automated type of chatbot, even for just simple things as, you know, a customer being able to input an account ID number and see all of their invoices, pay their invoices, having the ability to have self-service options is very important. In that, you know, whether it be mobile app or, you know, convenient online bill pay type of scenario, I see all of those being very important for our future.
Erica, this has been such a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for joining. Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off?
Yeah, I would like to have a quick plug, if possible. I will be a keynote speaker coming up in March for the Charlotte Women Leaders Association. I'll be speaking to owning your authentic voice, building your unique leadership style. So anyone interested in viewing that, that's on charlottewomenleaders.org in March.
Great. Well, good luck on your presentation. It sounds like it's going to be a great one. And thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Christine. I appreciate your time.